Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Pei Zayin Chulin 87. Today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah on the top of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph describes who is obligated in the mitzvah of covering the blood of the fowl or the chaya, the ofer, the chaya, and what happens if it was covered and then uncovered. So says our Mishnah, Shachat, let's say you slaughtered the chaya or the of, the fowl or the undomesticated animal, v'lo kisa, and you didn't cover the blood, v'rahu acher, and somebody else saw this, he saw that the blood was uncovered, chayav l'kasos, this person is obligated to cover the blood of the of or the chaya, but kisahu, let's say it was covered, viniskala, and then came along wind and uncovered the blood, pater milkasos, and another person is exempt from having to cover it because somebody else already had covered it, so therefore we no longer have to cover the blood. However, kisoa ruach, but let's say the wind covered it over the first time, then we say under those circumstances, chayav l'kasos, so if the wind had covered it, and then for some reason it became uncovered, and the Gemara is going to clarify this law whether it became uncovered or not, but under those circumstances you are obligated to cover it. So our Gemara brings us source for the idea that the mitzvah of covering the blood of the fowl is going to be dependent upon the one who does the slaughter. Says the Gemara, the Braisa cites, it says, Vishafach v'chisa. It says in the verse, if somebody pours the blood and he covers it with earth, Mi sheshafach yichasa, that the one who does the slaughter, that's the one who's obligated really to cover the blood. Shachat v'lo kisa. Let's say this person slaughtered the animal and he didn't cover it, v'ra'u acher, and somebody else sees it. How do we know that this other person who sees it, how do we know that they now have an obligation to cover it, that really the person who slaughtered it is supposed to cover it, but let's say he didn't do it, then anybody else who sees it is obligated to cover the blood. How do we know? Minayin shechayev l'chasos, because it states with respect to the obligation of covering the blood in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 14, ki nefesh kol basar damo b'navsho hu, v'omar levnei Yisrael dam kol basar lo tochi, because the soul of any flesh, its blood is in the soul. And I say to the children of Israel, the blood of all the flesh you shall not eat. And we see from here that the verse says, Va'omar l'vnei Yisrael, that I say to the children of Israel, Azhar l'kol b'nei Yisrael, that this is really a commandment to all the children of Israel, that nobody should really eat from the blood, and that they should cover the blood and not just for the slaughter. So now the Gemara says, since we cited the verse of Shafach v'chasa, the Gemara now tells us another way to understand that verse from Leviticus chapter 17, verse 13. Says the Gemara, v'shafach v'chisa, what do we learn from here? B'mash ha'shafach bo yichasa, that with the person who does the slaughter, that person needs to do the covering. Meaning to say, shelo yichasenu b'regel, that you shouldn't cover it with your foot, shelo yeh, and that really, since you slaughtered it with your hand, you shouldn't cover it with your foot. You need to slaughter it with your hand. Why? Because shelo yeh mitzvos b'zuyas olav, that if the person is going to cover the blood with his foot, it's going to be like disgraceful to the mitzvah. And when it comes to a mitzvah, that mitzvah should not be disgraceful to us. We need to give them kavod and honor. And so for that reason, we can't cover it with our foot. We have to cover take up the earth with our hand and place it with honor. So as the Gemara, let's bring another Bryce in this concept. In this context, v'shafach v'chisa, mi sheshafach hu yichasenu. From here we learn, like we said before, that ideally the mitzvah of kisoy adam is on the one who slaughtered the animal, and somebody else cannot grab the mitzvah from him. And the person who did it, really, it's their mitzvah. So they own the mitzvah, so to speak. U'maisa be'echad sheshachat, there was a story about one person who did the slaughter. And what happened? V'kadam chaveru v'chisa. So a person did the slaughter, and then somebody else came along without asking, and this person ran and poured the earth over the blood. They grabbed the mitzvah. They stole the mitzvah from the person. V'chivu Rabbi Gamliel l'tein lo asar zehuvim. So Rabbi Gamliel, when he saw this, he said, you have to pay 10 gold pieces to this person. You stole the mitzvah. And the Gemara discusses, is this the schar mitzvah or the schar bracha? And the Gemara is going to prove it's a schar bracha from the case of Birkas HaMazon, that you did, for every blessing that you take from somebody, you have to pay 10 gold coins. And we see from here a very important point, that if you are supposed to be doing the mitzvah and somebody else wants to come and take the mitzvah from you, they owe you 10 gold coins, 10 gold pieces. So the Chasam Sofer asks a question, really, what did this guy take away from this person? Because he ran away and did the mitzvah, but the other person was ready to do it. Why does he have to pay the person because he took it from him? We have a fundamental concept. What's the fundamental concept? That if a person was, according to the Gemara in Brachos, that if a person intended to do a mitzvah, a chishev adam lasos mitzvah, a person is intending to do a mitzvah, but what happens is in anus, that something happens against their will, and they weren't able to do that mitzvah, then we say under those circumstances, ma'olav ki'ilu asa, that we look at you as though you did the mitzvah. So we see from here that if a person tries to do a mitzvah, but for some reason they were unable to do the mitzvah, we still give you the credit as though you've done it. So if that's the case, this person who lost the mitzvah in this case, because the other person jumped in and did the mitzvah, what did he really lose? He already got the heavenly reward, because the heaven looks at this person as though he did the mitzvah because he was about to do it. So what's the difference that he lost in this case? Comes along the Chasam Sofer and he explains a fundamental idea. That yes, there's a distinction between the person who does the mitzvah and receives this reward for it, and between the person who was unable to do the mitzvah because then an accident happened to them. Because the one who was able to do the mitzvah, yeah, you don't get, you, even though you weren't able to do it, you don't get the heavenly reward. Nevertheless, the one who does it as getting the joy of serving Hashem, is getting that joy of serving Hashem with the goodness of their heart. And the one who was unable to do it, yes, you're still going to get the heavenly reward, but you're missing the joy of having done the mitzvah. And so therefore, this person is going to be in pain because they feel like they didn't serve Hashem. So even though with respect to heavenly reward, there's no difference, there's a difference between the way one feels. And so therefore, he's obligated to pay him the 10 gold coins, because we know the value of the mitzvah is endless. The mitzvahs have such eternal value, but the reward, that the joy that we feel, that joy can be quantified and monetized to 10 gold coins.